السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected elders and brothers in Islam, we can see the confusion globally that we are facing. Throughout the world, we see this difficulty. One is that the ummah is facing, the Muslim ummah is facing. And one is we see that humanity at large is facing also. If we see the very recent epidemic that has spread throughout the world, as of this morning, approximately 39 countries have been affected by the coronavirus. Now, whether this virus is part of biowarfare, whether it is a laboratory created virus, whether it is an illness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it is something that had got out of control, out of a laboratory, whether it is some form of cyber warfare from one country to the other, that is in its place. People have their own theories. The conspiracy theorists have their own theories. Whatever the truth is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ultimately knows. Our knowledge is finite in terms of these issues. But the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is infinite. That's the one issue. The other issue that we are facing globally is the onslaught against Islam and Muslims and against the Muslim ummah. This is not something new. It intensifies at times and it diminishes at times. But it is something from time immemorial. From the time Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought his message, the moment he conveyed the message of Iman and Islam, the attack on the Prophet ﷺ commenced at that very point, on the mountains of Makkah, when his own family members turned against him to try to extinguish the nur and the brilliance of Islam. So he faced opposition. And we will continuously face opposition along the annals of history. We have faced it, but Islam will not be wiped out. The nur of Islam will remain till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extinguishes it before the final hour. Then if we look at what is happening in India currently, and it's a tragedy what is happening there, and there are great lessons for us to learn as South African Muslims, as a minority. There are great lessons for us to learn as to how we need to refocus ourselves, equip ourselves. Just to digress slightly, Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Ali, and we quote our elders because these were our beacons of guidance. Once he mentioned that people often say the ulama must speak about current affairs. The accusation against ulama is that they do not speak about current affairs. So while we do speak about current affairs and we relate it to the problems that we are facing and the solutions which we have to give, but he asked one question: what about the current of Iman flowing within us? The current of Iman that is flowing within our own bodies. What about that question? Is that question asked quite often? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that a time will come when a person will be a mu'min in the morning and he'll be a kafir in the evening. A person will be a mu'min in the evening and a kafir by the morning. Reported by many, many ahadith. Has the time not arrived? Has the time not arrived that a person is a mu'min in the morning, he utters such kufr, such words, or such statements he makes that by the evening his iman has left him? Wallahi, the problems that we are dealing socially at the moment, it's mind-boggling. Parents crying, not tears but tears of blood. The problems that we are facing across the spectrum. And let us not just speak about youth. That's one part of the problem. Very easy it is to just direct and blame the youth for everything. But we are facing problems across the Muslim ummah, whether it's young people, elderly people, middle-aged people, in all aspects of life. We are inundated with problems, whether it's marital breakups, whether it's abuse of any kind, whether it's financial abuse, whether it's doing people down, violating the rights of people. A plethora of problems that we are facing. Then if we look at, we spoke about India, we look at Syria. How many of us really understand or have empathy or really know or want to know. One is we know and one is we want to know what is happening on the ground there. At the moment as we speak, a million people are on the Syrian side of the border. It is the fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have been going for many years now into Syria and working among refugees and doing humanitarian work. So I can give you a first-hand account, a first-hand eyewitness account of what is happening out there. Currently as we sit, there are a million Muslims, Sunni Muslims, who are locked, who cannot leave northern Syria and escape anywhere. There is no escape. The Turkish borders are closed. And there's a huge wall that separates the two countries, built by the Turkish government to prevent refugees from streaming in. For natural reasons, any country would do this to protect itself. That's another issue. But these people, they are being bombed day and night. Bombed day and night. They have no escape. They have nowhere to go. And these people are living, at the moment it's winter there, -6 degrees, -4 degrees, living in that cold, homeless, with the sky, the roof of your home, and with very little provision once they escape, just with the clothing on their back. How does it impact on us here, as a Muslim ummah? Aren't we part of one ummah? Aren't we part of one brotherhood? Inna hadhihi ummatukum ummatan wahida. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ الْمُسْلِمُ أَخُ الْمُسْلِمِ. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. The Muslims are one brotherhood. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the ummah is like one body. كَجَسَدٍ وَاحِدٍ. It's like one body. إِنِ اشْتَكَى عَيْنُهُ إِنِ اشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ وَإِنِ اشْتَكَى رَأْسُهُ إِنِ اشْتَكَى كُلُّهُ. If the human body, if one part, one limb is in distress, the entire body feels that distress. If one part is uncomfortable, the whole body is uncomfortable. Here the ummah is bleeding from every part and every direction and every organ. Are we not feeling that empathy of the Muslim ummah? Yes, there are things we can do. Not that we are helpless as an ummah. There are many things we can do. So we have to give solutions as well. In this little time, that what we can do. Then if we come to our local level, we can see the problems we are facing in our country. And we need to introspect and strategize as a Muslim community. We can see the crime which has engulfed all of us. It affects every one of us. Just in this vicinity, in Sparks Road, which is such a busy road, there was a huge robbery that took place in the early hours of the morning. Well organized, well orchestrated. Are we prepared as a community to deal with these issues? Or we just say, no, read Ayatul Kursi and take your precautions? Is that the solution? Is that how the Sahaba would have reacted? Are we proactive or are we reactive? Have we strategized as a community in every locality, in every masjid? Do we have a plan of action? Messages are pouring in from Lady Smith. Lady Smith is under siege. It's locked. There's no water. Shops are closed, schools are closed, everything is closed, madrasas are closed, businesses are closed. That's just on our doorstep in Ladysmith. And if this continues to other places, we are experiencing load shedding in South Africa, something unprecedented in our history. We are dealing with new challenges every single day. And we are dealing with so much of social unrest. One is social unrest due to lack of service delivery. We are dealing with the lack of political leadership, the inertia of our political leaders who have no concern for the populace. We are dealing with these issues. And how do we react, or how do we be proactive as a Muslim community? We need to do a lot of soul searching. We are wasting so much of money in futility as a community, money which can be well spent in to uplift our communities. But we waste it in pomp and extravagance, in displays of show, to impress people who do not like us in the first place. So much of funds, yet there are so many people out there. Let's not even talk about non-Muslims. Talk about our own community. people of all nationalities, Muslims, who do not have funds to put roofs over their heads, who cannot meet their basic right or basic human needs of accommodation, who cannot meet their basic rights, basic needs of food and drink, basic needs of clothing, basic medical care. They cannot meet their commitments. And yet we as a community, we waste money in such extravagance and displays of show. And then our participation in these futilities makes us just as guilty as the ones who are perpetrating it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one who adds to a certain function or a certain program, he gives credence with his presence there, he is very much part of it. He is part and parcel, he is guilty of it as well. Do we even have a conscience as to what the suffering out there is, the human suffering out there is? Is it just me and myself? Is it just I, me and myself? Or do we think as an ummah? When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Muslimu akhul Muslim, the Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. A Muslim is a brother to a Muslim. I actually wanted to discuss in the short time the advice of Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi. And we just have a few minutes. We know it's an early Jumu'ah here. So he gave this advice to UK Muslims at the opening of the Dewsbury Masjid. Just one aspect of his lengthy bayan, I'm going to just discuss one aspect. Everything he said is so relevant and pertinent to us living here in South Africa as a minority. But just one aspect. And I'm going to read it out to you verbatim, so we can see what this great thinker of the ummah, perhaps he was among the greatest ulama of the last century, Maulana Alimia, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi. We need to read his books. Saviors of the Islamic Spirit, particularly written for Muslims living in Western countries. And this alim, prolific alim, a whole bayan can be given on his life and virtues, but time doesn't permit that. Just one aspect of his life. He says, dangers of living isolated and insulated. Living isolated and insulated, integration is absolutely necessary. Assimilation is very dangerous. Khatarnak is very dangerous. We can't lose our identity. We've got a distinct identity and deen. But we have to integrate with the people that we live with, the country that has hosted us historically. On the other hand, Mawlana says, if you remain preoccupied in eating and working, engage in prayers, in your ibadat, preoccupied in our own ibadat, remaining oblivious and indifferent to what is happening in our country. We oblivious and indifferent as to what is happening in our country. Insulated within the Muslim community, insulated, protected, totally apathetic to what is happening outside our communities, which direction the country is taking. In such a situation, if there is trouble, you will not be able to save yourselves. You will not be able to save yourselves. These are the words of a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same wali of Allah went to Burma. It was 1962 or 63, I can't remember, but it was in the early 60s. And he warned the Burmese Muslims, the Muslims who had migrated to Burma, and he warned them that I see history repeating itself when I come to your land. He was invited there. It wasn't even a year that he left Burma that the country was nationalized and Muslims left with the clothing on their backs. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this a lesson for us. What is the solution? Ruju ilallah. We need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make ruju ilallah. We need to become proper Muslims. We have to accept Islam in totality, not part and parcel of Islam. We have to become 100% pakka Muslims. Our thinking has to be Muslim. We can't have secularized thinking. One of the greatest tragedies, Mawlana Alimia mentioned, is intellectual apostasy. That a time will come and they'll be in. We are living in that era when there's intellectual apostasy already. We need to go back to Allah. Ruju ilallah, inabat ilallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change our conditions from adversity to conditions of prosperity. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.